Brenham High School Basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cubs against Colleen Ellison is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to the courts with your host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these sports friends.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Tiger Gymnasium in Rockdale, where it is bi-district playoff action between the Brenham Cubs and the Colleen Ellison Eagles. Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday evening. So glad you could be with us here on the broadcast. And these two teams getting ready to get the playoffs started, and it's been a long road back to the playoffs for the Brenham Cubs. A 7-year drought, but they are back in it, having finished tied for third in District 21-5A. Cubs overall 24-9, and they finished 7-7 in district play and a tie for third with College Station School. And with the flip, College Station ended up getting the number 3 seed for the playoffs, Cubs getting the number 4 seed. And not an easy task here in the first game as they get the Ellison Eagles. Ellison coming off last year where they made it all the way to the state title game and then lost to Dallas Kimball. And so they are hungry, wanting another trip back to the big dance. And currently they are 29-5 on the season and ranked number 10 in the state. They won their district with a 12-2 record. And that was actually a really tough district because right behind them you had Waco University and Colleen Shoemaker. They were both 11-3. And so it was, they faced a lot of good competition. And, well, not to mention the Cubs facing A&M Consolidated and Lake Creek. Both of those two teams wrapped up district with 12-2 records. And so both are battle-tested. And now, well, as the coaches like to say, everybody goes back to zero as we start the proverbial third season. Because you remember, first season of the non-district games, second season district games, and now the third season, the playoffs. And both these two teams fired up, ready to go. Should be a great game tonight. It'll be interesting to see how this one progresses. Cubs under first-year head coach Colby Andrews have really turned it around and had themselves a good season. And I really think he's building something really good here. And, of course, can't help but be happy for the three seniors on this team, Diego Estrada, Braylon Edwards, and Jamari Kelly, that they finally, after waiting all this time, get to have a playoff game before they graduate. And we've got a lot to do here. And when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other bi-district action that's going on, as well as the girls. They're in the region quarterfinals. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Blue Bell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe & Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
And back we go here as we're getting ready for this bi-district playoff matchup here on KWHI 1280 AM 101.7 FM and KWHI.com between the Brenham Cubs and the Colleen Ellison Eagles. Doug Brown with you here. And let's take a look at some of the other matchups that are going on tonight in the bi-district round of the boys' basketball playoffs. You got Anum Consolidated and Colleen Shoemaker. They're going at it over in Hearn. Also, Norman G. versus Sabine Pass. They're playing in Oak Ridge. Somerville, who I didn't realize this until later, they are the number 11 ranked team in Class 2A. And they're taking on Big Sandy tonight. That's at Willis. Richards taking on Ostwell Tivoli. I should say that one tonight down in Columbus. Snook battling out with Evadale. That one is over in Kingwood. And then you got Caldwell and Wheatley. They're playing tonight at 7:30 over in Bryan. And Lake Creek is facing off with Belton. That game will be in Hearn. And in action last night, it was Yates eliminating LaGrange. Mumford, who's number 12 in 2A, they beat West Hardin. And then it was Moulton over Dimebox. Fayetteville, they beat Nordheim. College Station, they fell to Waco University. And then it was Duncanville all over Bryan last night. And so some of the teams advanced, some still in it. And we'll, of course, keep you up to date on those. Then on the girls' side, they're playing in the region quarterfinals. And last night, season came to an end for both Navasota and Anderson Shiro. Navasota losing to Bernie. Anderson Shiro losing to Hitchcock. Now, game's still going on tonight. Going on right now, Columbus and Lytle. They're playing over in Seguin. And scheduled start same time as we are, Lake Creek and Chaparral. And then at 7:30 tonight, they got Mumford and Flatonia. They're playing over in Waller. And that is a look at the where things stand as far as the local teams being involved in the playoffs. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at, we'll hopefully have the opening introductions and the starting lineups for tonight. But first, let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
KWHI AM and K269 GU FM, Brenham.
And back we go here to Tiger Gymnasium in Rockdale. Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday evening where the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Ellison Eagles in this bi-district round playoff matchup. Ellison coming in the number one seed from their district. Cubs coming in the number four seed out of their district. Although that's a technicality, as we said earlier, Cubs actually tied for third, but lost the coin flip, and so they had to come in at number four. But the two teams getting ready. We're just about set to have our opening introductions. Great crowd on hand here tonight for both teams. And hopefully we have a good, fun game this evening. Cubs dressed down in their road uniforms. The all black uniforms with green letters and numbers, white trim. And for Ellison, they'll be in the white uniform. They're the home team this evening. White uniforms with Hunter Green letters and numbers. And just waiting on the officials here from Rockdale to get this one underway.
ISD Post Soccer Championship and respect the players, coaches, and officials. Please make sure your words and actions encourage and support your team. Please rise and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem. Number two, junior guard, Isaac Powell. Number 4, senior guard, Diego Estrada. Number 5, senior post, Jamari Kelly. And number 24, junior guard, Jacoby Max. The coach is coached by Cody Andrew, Alex Williams, Cedric Rogers, Gary Cochran, and Tobias Turner. And now, the starting lineup for the LSU Eagles. Number 3, senior guard, Sonny Parker. Number 5, senior guard, Chris White. Number 11, sophomore guard, Sean Parker. Number 15, freshman guard, Martin Thomas. Number 24, junior guard, JoJo McIver. The Eagles are coached by Chris Collins, Alberto Jones, Chris Collins, Anthony Collins, and Tim Paul.
All right, there you have the starting lineups, and we are ready to go. And it is going to be Jacoby Mathis jumping center with Nassan Parker. Mathis 6'5", Parker 6'6". And it is the Cubs winning the toss, or winning the tip-off. And Mathis with the basketball, driving the lane. He'll pass out to Ferguson. Ferguson fires up the three, misses. And Cubs going for the rebound. And who's going to end up with it? And we're going to get a jump ball. It'll belong to the Eagles. And for the Eagles, it'll be JoJo McIver bringing the ball up, being guarded by Isaac Powell. And up ahead, driving the lane, putting up the shot, and up and in is Chris White for two. And now comes back the other way with the basketball, Elijah Ferguson. And Ferguson passes the ball to Isaac Powell. Powell back to Ferguson, and over to Estrada. And they work it down back to Powell. Powell going inside, and Kelly puts it up, misses the shot, and a rebound by the Eagles. Back the other way, they're working around into the hands of JoJo McIver. McIver around to Thomas. And now to Parker, and puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Thomas. And you get it back, and now passes out to McIver. McIver, long-range three-pointer, puts up the shot. And Jacoby Mathis coming down with a rebound and goes over to Ferguson. And now up ahead, Isaac Powell. Powell trying to drive the lane, puts up the shot, up and in for two, and Powell gets the Cubs on the board. And we're tied 2-2, just underway here in the... Now they pass the ball out. A three-pointer attempt by Chris White, and he hits it. And that'll make it 5-2 in favor of the Eagles. And now back the other way with the Cubs goes Elijah Ferguson. Ferguson over to Estrada. And Estrada to Kelly. And back to Mathis. And Mathis to Powell. Powell top of the key. And Mathis driving, has the ball stripped away. And Eagles coming back and laying it. Oh, they missed the layup. And coming down with it is Sean Parks. They work it into the corner, driving the lane. And jump ball. This time should belong to the Cubs, and it does. As we're down to 5:22 left to play in the first quarter, Eagles leading at 5-2. Diego Estrada with the inbound pass to Jamari Kelly. Kelly up ahead to Powell. Powell gets across court. And he'll give it to Ferguson. Ferguson loses the ball on the dribble and back the other way. Putting the shot up and in for two is Nashawn Parker. And just like that, it's 7-2 Eagles. Ferguson with the basketball. And up ahead, Powell. And Powell on the line there. Let's see if he was pushed. And they are going to call a foul. They are going to say he was pushed. Let's see who the foul is going to be on. That is going to be on Sean Parks. That'll be his first. And so Cubs will retain possession of the ball. And Estrada with the inbound pass to Ferguson. Ferguson turns around, fires up a three, air ball. And Kelly saved it from going out of bounds, but unfortunately he saved it right to one of the Eagle players. And now back the other way, driving, puts up a shot, misses. And a rebound. Cubs up ahead. Ferguson up and in for two. And Elijah Ferguson on the board, and it's 7-4 now. Eagles with a three-point lead over the Cubs with 4:22. Powell going for the steal. And MacGyver gets it across. Or did he? We got a whistle here. Let's see what the call is. And didn't, oh, there's going to be a foul call. It's going to be on Isaac Powell, his first. And Eagles with the basketball. And MacGyver. And trying to throw it off of Ferguson. We got 4:01 left to go here in the first quarter. Eagles leading the Cubs 7-4. And Eagles going inside. MacGyver turnaround jumper, puts it up and in for two. And that'll make it 9-4, Ellison. Back the other way goes Jacoby Mathis. And they'll go around to Ferguson. Ferguson fires up a three, misses, hits off the rim, and back go the Eagles. And MacGyver lays up the shot and misses. And loose ball on the floor. Who's going to come away with it? It's going to be Parks who gives it up. And three-pointer to Thomas. And they save it in. And Cubs end up with a basketball. And ball stolen away and a dunk by Nashawn Parker. And it's 11-4 Eagles. We're down to 3:20 left to play here in the first quarter. And Powell cross court to Ferguson, now to Mathis. Mathis has the ball stripped and gets it back, and now out to Ferguson. Ferguson to Powell, and he was right at the half court line, and they got him for. Should have checked his footwork before he came across there. And so another turnover for the Cubs here in the early going of this one. And it's MacGyver bringing the ball up the court. As the ball stolen away by Powell. Powell drives, puts it up and in for two. And it makes it 11-6. And we got our first timeout on the court. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Taken by the Cubs, and we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds with the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And back we go here, and we got 2:40 left to go in the first quarter. Eagles leading the Cubs 11-6. And it's MacGyver driving the lane. Puts up the shot. Rim rattler won't go. And Ferguson comes down with a rebound. Back the other way. Elijah Ferguson drives. And has lost control of the ball. It's out of bounds. And they're going to say it went off one of the Eagle players, so it'll still be Cub basketball. And inbounds pass to Chris Guidry, who's in the game now. And Ferguson puts up the shot. Rim rattler won't go. And Eagles back the other way. And they go in the corner. And now it's going to be, did he step on the line or was he pushed? And they are going to say he was pushed. And foul was called on Isaac Powell. That's going to be his second. And inbounds pass. Top of the key, MacGyver. He's going to drive, puts up the shot, misses, but he does draw a foul. And so that'll send him to the free throw line. And foul this time going to be called on Elijah Ferguson. That's his first. And so MacGyver at the free throw line. JoJo MacGyver, a junior point guard. And he hits the first one. And he hit the second one. And so that makes it 13-6. Cubs with the inbound pass and is knocked out of bounds by the Eagles. Looks like Eagles going with a full court press here. And it's 2:01 left to go here in quarter number one. And inbounds pass to Ferguson. Ferguson will give it to Ebert. And up ahead to Guidry. Guidry gets it across court. And was looking for Ragston. And Ragston wasn't looking for the ball. Ends up going down at the feet of Nicholas from the banner. Nothing he can do about that. I think he probably doesn't have any eligibility left. And and so we got a minute 49 left to go. Eagles bringing the ball up the court, leading this one 13-6 over the Cubs. And Eagles driving, shot up and missed by Sean Parks. Cubs going for the rebound. And Eagles, it was on the far end of the court. I couldn't tell because the cheerleaders are in my way as to who that went into, who knocked it out of bounds. And back the other way go the Cubs. Mathis passed the ball off. And driving, putting up the shot, up and in. And I believe that was Ebert. And so they'll make it 13-8. Cubs will cut the lead back down to 5 with a minute 10 left to go here in the first quarter. Driving the lane and putting the shot up and in for 2. And that's the number one rail that we don't have listed on our roster. And makes it 15-8. Jacoby Mathis puts up the jumper from the free throw line, misses. And rebound, comes trying to strip the ball. And going to get a foul call. And foul's going to be called on Chris Guidry. That'll be his first. That's also the fourth team foul on the Cubs. So far, Eagles have only been whistled for one foul here in the first quarter. And so Ellison will have it back with 44 seconds left. Leading the Cubs by 7, 15-8 here in the first quarter. And put the shot up and in long range bomb there. It was just inside the line, so it's only a 2. And 17-8. And we got a foul call. Foul call on the Eagles. And let's see, that is going to be on Parks again, so that'll be his second. And Cubs will inbound the ball. They got 21.8 seconds left, so they'll get a chance to play for the last, try to play for the last shot here. They get it up ahead, stolen away by McIver. And the ball stolen away, Ferguson. Ferguson drives, puts up the shot, up and in for two. And that makes it 17-10. And Cubs steal the ball again. Ferguson didn't get the shot off. He didn't get the shot off. And so that's the end of the first quarter with our score. The Ellison Eagles 17, Brenham Cubs 10. And we'll come back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
All right, back we go here to Tiger Gymnasium, and it is the start of the second quarter. Ellison leading the Cubs 17-10 here in this bi-district playoff matchup. And it's going to be Chris White inbounding the ball to McIver. McIver across midcourt, being guarded by Isaac Powell. Powell's got to be careful. He's got two fouls here. And they go back around to McIver. McIver, he is quicker than a hiccup, and he gets in there, lays it up and in for two. And for JoJo McIver, that's 6 points. And it's now 19-10 lead for the Eagles. Comes back the other way. Powell lost the ball. And back the other way, laying it up and missing the shot is Marnico Thomas, but he's going to draw a foul on one of the Cubs. And that's going to be on Jacoby Mathis. That'll be his first. And that'll send Thomas to the free throw line. And he hits the first one. And misses the second one. And rebound by the Cubs. Powell with the basketball. Cubs trailing by 10, 20-10 as we just started the second quarter. And Ferguson going to drive, put the shot up, and in for two. And Elijah Ferguson with 6 points now. And McIver being double-teamed here. And ball almost stolen away by Ferguson. And knocked out of bounds by Mathis. And go get some substitutions for the Cubs now. Yeah. Substitutions for the Eagles. Jaquan Haynes is checking in. And McIver had temporarily came out, but he's already back in. Haynes over to Parker, and they go inside, putting up the shot. Missing is White, and coming down with the rebound was Thomas. Three-pointer, and McIver just drains it. And we're going to get a whistle. Let's see. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. As now 23-12. And 30-second timeout taken by the Cubs. And so we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And back we go here. It is 6:33 left to go until halftime. And the Ellison Eagles leading the Brenham Cubs 23-12. Cubs with the basketball. Isaac Powell bringing the ball up the court. And gets it over to Ferguson. Ferguson to Estrada. Estrada almost lost the ball. It was knocked away temporarily there by White. And they give it to Powell. Powell drives, putting up the shot, and we're going to get a whistle. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Jacoby Mathis. Or no, now they changed it. Now it's going to be a foul on JoJo McIver. They put it on the wrong side of the scoreboard there. And ball stripped away, and looks like did it. It was stripped away by White, and I think he stepped on the line there. And so it comes with Estrada inbounds the ball to Ferguson, and Ferguson again. Getting pushed into the line. And that's going to be on McIver. That's his second. And so Cubs will inbound the ball. And Ferguson trying to find an open teammate. And Mathis was going for the ball as it's stolen away and back to the other side. Laying it up and in is Parker to give him 6 points. And it's 25-12. Powell back the other way. And loose ball on the court. Waiting for the refs to make it. Shouldn't that be a... And we got an injured player down for the Cubs. Trainer out to check on. Yeah, looks like they're okay. Looks like that is Isaac Powell coming to the bench. And so they're going to bring in Jaden Ebert. And they're going to check on Powell meanwhile. Ebert with the inbounds pass. And driving, putting up the shot, and missing was Jamari Kelly. And he goes back the other way. Their team speed is just absolutely. Yeah, three-pointer and a foul. Three-pointer by Chris White. That's the thing that sticks out about the Eagles to me right away. Their team speed is amazing. And foul was called on Jamari Kelly. That'll be his first. And so Kelly will go to the line. White will go to the line. We got 5:24 left to play here in quarter number two. And it has been all Ellison as White hits the free throw. And back the other way. Driving the lane. Guidry puts up the shot and misses. And no call there. Cubs fans wanting a foul. And Mathis and loose ball. And Coach Andrews is begging for a foul on the other one. Finally gets a call. And unfortunately, it's going to be against the Cubs. It's going to be on Jaden Ebert. And that's going to send Marnico Thomas to the line. And Thomas puts up the shot, up and in. Cubs have been outscored 14-2 here in the second quarter thus far. And he misses the second one. And they come down with a rebound. And so they will get the ball back. And Eagles driving, misses the shot, and a rebound. And we got a tussle on the floor. And referee's trying to put us out. It was between Jaquan Haynes for Ellison and Chris Guidry for the Cubs. Things getting a little heated underneath the basket. And inbounds pass. And we're going to get a whistle. And got an offense, looks like an offensive foul call. And that's going to be a Prince Hall of Ellison. And so the Cubs will have the basketball. 4:42 left, and they're going to go cross court. And Chris Guidry, drives, and Mathis gets to Mathis and over to Estrada. Back to Mathis. And a flagrant foul. That should be a flagrant right there. Yeah, I think it's just going to be the regular cut. And that's going to be called on Parker. And missing the free throw there, that is Jaden Hebert. Ebert will get another opportunity here. And he hits the second free throw. And so that'll give Ebert 3 points in the game and make it a 30-13 ball game with 4:23 left. Yeah, working the way around. A three-pointer attempt missing by White. And Mathis driving. Jacoby Mathis gets fouled on the play. No, or at least looking, wanting one. And looks like he didn't lose that all out of bounds on his own. But no call by the officials. Inbound, Ferguson fires up a three, misses. And a rebound by McIver. And going to get a double dribble called against Ellison. And so it'll be Cub basketball with 3:53 left to play here in quarter number two. Cubs trailing 30-13. Need to find a way to get some points on the board. And, I mean, everything they try to... And that's thrown down by Parker. Parker now with 8 points. Seems like every time the Cubs try to put up a shot, there's somebody, I mean, their defense is just all over And we're going to get a whistle here as didn't see what happened. Parker was laying on the ground. And they are going to call a foul on Chris Guidry. And for Guidry, that'll be his second. And Eagles bringing the ball up the court. Each team so far with four fouls in the during the second quarter. Turn around. Jumper up and in. That was Parker. He's now got 10 in the game. And Cubs trying to throw. It's out of bounds. And it'll be Eagle basketball. And driving, putting up the shot. Is that that number one that we don't have listed on our roster. And it's got 4 points for him. And Powell has the ball knocked away. And back go the other way. Putting up the shot, missing it is the Eagles. Powell back the other way. He drives, passes out. Ferguson fires up a three, and he hits it. And Elijah Ferguson with a three-pointer. That makes it 36-16 now. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. And another 30-second timeout. This time taken by the Eagles. And we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And back we go here. And the Cubs take the basketball away, driving. Ferguson has the shot blocked. Out of bounds by Marnico Thomas. And pretty much everything expected to go wrong for the Cubs has gone wrong here in this game. And they're trailing by 20 here, 36 to 16 with 2:10 left to play. And inbound to Ferguson. Ferguson over to Mathis. Mathis fires up a three and he hit it. And a three-pointer there for Jacoby Mathis. Finally gets him on the board. And it's 36-19. And we're going to get a foul call. And who do they're going to call that one on? Ferguson. And so at the free throw line, that is Sean Parks. And he hits the first one. And Estrada going to come back in for the Cubs. And sitting down will be Hebert. Got a minute 56 as Parks gets ready. Where's next free throw? Cubs trailing 37-19. And he misses the next free throw. Rebound. And Mathis up ahead to Powell. Powell drives, puts up the shot, misses. And rebound by Guidry. Back out to Mathis. Mathis fires up another three, misses. And rebound. Wait, how are they calling a foul there when nobody touched him? He just came down. There was nobody on either side. The two players on either side of him, nobody touched him. And a foul call there by the official. And so that'll send Parks back to the free throw line. And that foul was on Chris Guidry. That'll be his second. Well, actually, I thought we had two on Guidry already. They must have changed one of the fouls up. And he makes the second one. And it's 38-19 with a minute 35 to go. Cubs trailing by 19. Up ahead, Jacoby Mathis puts up the shot up and in for two and draws the foul. And let's see who that one is going to be. That is going to be on Nashawn Parker. That'll be his second. And so Mathis will go to the free throw line. And he misses the free throw. Rebound by the Eagles. And up ahead to MacGyver. MacGyver drives the lane. Nice block there by Mathis. And up ahead, Braylon Ragston. And Ragston has the ball stolen away. And Eagles back the other way. They go inside to Chris White. Now back out. And out of bounds. It'll remain Eagle basketball. Clock stops with a minute and two left to go here in the second quarter. And Eagles lead the Cubs 38-21. And inside, putting the ball up and in for two is Parker. That gives Parker 12 points. And it's now 40-21 with 45 seconds left to go. Cubs with the basketball. And Powell over to Mathis. And ball knocked away by the Eagles. 35.2 seconds left on the clock here in the second quarter. And waiting on the inbounds pass. Estrada over to, now back to, well, they went to Kelly, or no, Braxton, now back to Estrada, now over to Powell. And Powell drives. What's the shot up? I don't think the basket's going to count, but we're going to get a foul call. Yeah, waiting to see who but Powell's going to shoot some free throws. They haven't put up yet who the on the scoreboard yet who the foul's on. And Powell misses the first one. Clock is stopped with 23.3 seconds left. Cubs trailing 40-21. Powell trying to cut in the lead a little more. And he misses them both. And so up ahead go the Eagles. MacGyver with the basketball, top of the key. Gives the ball over to Thomas. And now over to White. And back to Thomas. Thomas puts up the shot, and rim rattler won't go. And that'll be the end of the second quarter with our score, the Ellison Eagles 40 and the Burnham Cubs 21. Back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
All right, as we welcome you back here to halftime, where it is the Colleen Ellison Eagles 40 and the Brenham Cubs 21. Doug Brown with you here on the radio tonight and with this bi-district playoff matchup. First time the Cubs have been in the bi-district round of the playoffs in basketball in 7 years. Meanwhile, Ellison, the number 10 ranked team in the state and also state runners-up from last year, and they're showing exactly why they have been... the guys are fast, they can shoot, and their defense is, they're pretty much into on every play, got a hand on something somewhere. And it was Ellison leading after the first quarter of this one, 17-10. And then in that second quarter, Ellison actually outscored the Cubs 23-11. And at one point, it was even more lopsided. It was a lot more lopsided. The Cubs managed to get some scores toward the end there to try to make it not look as bad. But it's still 40-21, a 19-point deficit here at halftime. Leading scorers for the Brenham Cubs, Elijah Ferguson, he's got 9 points. Jacoby Mathis with 5 points. Also, Isaac Powell with 4 points. Jaden Ebert with 3 points. And meanwhile, for Ellison, their leading scorer is Nishan Parker. He has got 12 points. They've also got Chris White and JoJo McIver with 9 points apiece. Jaquan Gaines, that's that mysterious number one that we don't have. And then Sean Parks, they've got 4 each. And then Marnico Thomas with 2 points. And that's kind of where we stand right now here at half. Oops. And so we just went now on the second half to find out. It right now is going to take it. We're here in Rockdale tonight, and nice gym here. And you wouldn't expect it was pretty nice for it being a 3A school. It's actually a really nice gym over here, and of course, the start of a busy week here at KWHI. Of course, we had baseball last night with the Cubs. Now basketball with the Cubs. Next 2 nights we're going to be off, and then Friday we got Blinn Buccaneer baseball, and that's should be a treat there. Coach Dusty Hart taking on his former team, Grayson College, and that's a 6 o'clock start time at Leroy Dreyer Field. 5:35 pregame with myself and Tommy Lange right here on KWHI, and then we're waiting to see what time we're going to play on. We still don't know when we're going to. Well, we won't know until Friday night when we're going to play on Saturday. And we'll be with the Brenham Cubs again on Saturday as they will be part of the Santa Fe tournament. And could possibly, if they run the table, could be playing in Galveston on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So we'll keep you up to date on that as far as we can. Meanwhile, we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here at halftime. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And back we go here this evening. And here at Tiger Gymnasium in Rockdale, it is Ellison leading the Brenham Cubs 40-21. And just got some good news from my pal Courtney Cartwright and Columbus Lady Cardinals with a victory this evening over Lytle. 73-53, the final score there. So Columbus moving on to the regional tournament this weekend. And congratulations. Coach Mike Albers and assistant coach Zach Albers and their crew for their big victory tonight. And and it was a good win for them. And I know first thing in the morning, Courtney's going to have to come tell me all about it. And as we are... as we get set to go for the start of the second half here. And for those of you home that don't know the Albers family over there down there in Columbus, that is Courtney's stepdad and brother down there, by the way. As both teams have come out of the locker room, we're ready to go here for the second half. Yeah, we had fun at the we had the Girl Scouts come by and visit the station today, take a tour, and of course, me, Josh, and Craig are all there. They don't want to see us. Who do they ask for? Troy and Eilish. That's okay. And we're ready to start the second half of play. Cubs have got a lot of ground to make up and not a lot of time to do it. Cubs will get the ball to start the second half. And Mathis with the inbounds pass to Powell. Powell got to heave it up and hope Mathis comes down with it. And we got a collision with Mathis and with Nashawn Parker. And so the Cubs, it's going to be a foul call on Parker. And for Parker, that's his third. And Mathis with the inbound ball to Estrada. And they're going for the full court press of the steal. And back the other way. It's Chris Wright up and in for two on the slam dunk. And back the other way, Elijah Ferguson fires up a three. Ferguson buries it. And it's now 42-24. And I'm going to get a whistle here. And that's going to be a foul call. Or did we call a timeout already? And it is going to be a timeout. So we just came back from halftime. We're not going to take a halftime break this early. And it's 42-24, Eagles leading the Cubs by 18. Just a 7-point lead after the first quarter, but then expanded to a 19-point lead after that second quarter. Now Cubs trying to close the gap here. They need some stops and they need some points, but this Ellison team, I tell you, they are as good as advertised. And McIver bringing the basketball up for the Eagles. Full court press by the Cubs. And now gives it over to White. White cross court to Thomas. Thomas over to Parks. And a three-pointer attempt by McIver, and he just buried it. And that's 12 points for JoJo McIver. And now a 21-point lead for the Eagles, 45-24, with 7:05 left to play. And Powell just inside the line, puts it up and in for two. And Isaac Powell with 6 points. And Eagles working the ball the other way. And back they go to McIver. McIver going to fire up another long-range three. That's off the mark. Thomas with a rebound. And now that's another three-pointer. And Thomas going for the rebound. And we're going to get a foul call here. And it's going to be Cub basketball. And inbound pass. And Cubs working the ball up the court. Ferguson will go. That's Jamari Kelly up and in for two. And Kelly gets on the board for the first time. And it's 45-28. Back come the Eagles. And in the corner, a three-pointer. And it's in there. That is Chris White. He's got 14 now. And that's 6:15 left to play in the third quarter. And stolen away by the Eagles. They go across court, and we're going to get a kick ball. And so it'll be Eagle basketball. And inbounds pass and over to Chris White. Slams it home for two. And it's now 50-28. Dubs bringing Ferguson. And they get it back in the other way and reverse layup. That was Parker. He's got 14 now. And comes with the basketball, Powell. And as the ball stolen away from him, and McIver back the other way, and up and in for two is Parks. That goes in six. It's now 54-28. 5:20 left to play here in the third quarter. And it has been all Eagles since the get-go. And Powell over to Mathis. Mathis going to fire up a three, air ball. And a rebound by Thomas. Back the other way come the Eagles. And it's going to be up and short by Parks. Out of bounds will be Cub basketball. And Coach Andrew is going to make a couple of substitutions as Ebert and Guidry come back in. And Estrada and Kelly will come out. Inbounds pass to Powell. Now up to Mathis, over to Ferguson. Ferguson got bumped, no call. And stolen away by the Eagles. And into the corner, a three-pointer. That is Thomas. It was in 5 points in the game. And Cubs with a basketball. Ferguson. And ball knocked away by Thomas. And referee's going to call a foul on Thomas. That'll be his second. And since he wasn't shooting, the Cubs will have it underneath their own basket. Jaden Ebert with the ball. Inbounds it to Powell. Now over to Ferguson. And Ferguson over to Mathis. Mathis drives, puts up the shot, and going to get fouled on the play. And let's see who the call is going to be on. And that is going to be on Thomas. That's his third. All three of them have come in this quarter, too. And Jacoby Mathis at the line. And he hits the first free throw. So Mathis at 6 points now. Powell coming in, and Ferguson's going to get a break. Raxton in as well. And Mathis misses the second one. Back the other way come the Eagles. And driving lane, MacGyver misses the shot, but we're going to get a foul call on the Cubs. With 4:06 left to play here in the quarter. And JoJo MacGyver going to go to the line. And that is going to be a foul call on Chris Guidry. And for Guidry, that is going to be his fourth. And that one is up and in by MacGyver. He's got 13. And next shot is up and in for two. He makes them both. And so that'll give JoJo MacGyver 14 points in the game now. It's 59-29, a 30-point lead here for Ellison. We have 4 minutes left to go here in the third. Powell over to Raxton. Raxton back to Powell. And it's now Ethan Marshall who's in the game. And ball goes out of bounds. And Ebert has the ball stolen away. And Cubs steal it right back. Up ahead. And Maxton puts up the shot and misses. And a rebound there by Jamal Jenkins, who's in the game now. And Gaines drives, puts up the shot and misses. Rebound gets his own shot. And Jaquan Gaines puts it up and in for two. And it's 61-29. 3:15 left to play. Raxton with the basketball over to Mathis. Mathis back out to Powell. Powell over to Raxton. Over to Hebert. And over to Mathis. And now inside to Marshall. And he puts it up and in for two. And Ethan Marshall with his first basket. And back the other way. And it's going to be Gaines with the basketball. Over that mysterious number one that we don't know who he is. And drives the lane, passes the ball back out. And jumper up and in for two by Gaines. And that makes it 63-31 back the other way. And Marshall puts up the shot and misses. Ball tipped away. And Cubs come down with it. Mathis back out to Powell. And Powell drives, puts the shot up, misses. And comes steal it back, and Powell driving, puts up the shot, and won't go with a rebound by Gaines. Comes trying to get it back, and we're down to 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Back the other way, and up and in for two. That was Shaheem Bogus, who's in the game now for the first time. Yeah, 65-31 Eagles. Shot misses. We're down to a minute 35. Eagles back the other way. And number one drives, misses, and rebound, and Cubs got a wide open fast break. And missed the shot. Missed another one. Powell is going to get fouled. And that one is going to be on Prince Hall is second. And that'll put Isaac Powell at the free throw line. Powell with 6 points in the game. And that one is missed. He's had a rough night at the free throw line. He's 0 for 3. And he knocks that one down. And it's 65-32. Minute 15 left to play. Cubs trailing here 65-32. And now the basketball are the Eagles. And Gaines over to number one. And now over to, that is Bogus. Going to get a traveling call against the Eagles as it'll be Cub basketball. And Cubs with the basketball. Ferguson up ahead to Marshall. Marshall went for the dunk, and he's going to get fouled on the play. And so I'm putting Marshall on the line. Foul was called on Shaheem Bogus. That'll be his first. And so Marshall to the free throw line. And he misses the first one. And he missed them both. And a rebound by the Eagles up ahead. Gaines. And three-pointer is going to be short. And Eagles come away with a rebound. And full court press and taken away by Estrada. And Cubs want to bring the ball back up the court. Powell driving and going to pull it back out. And Ferguson fires up a three. Long range misses. And a rebound taken in by the Eagles with 5 seconds. And number one fires up a three. He misses. And that is the end of the third quarter. And our score of the Elson Eagles 65, Brenham Cubs 32. Back with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0555.
1-800-332-5252. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And back we go here, and it is, we've reached the start of the fourth quarter, and it is the Ellison Eagles 65, the Brenham Cubs 32 in this bi-district playoff game. And so it looks as if the Cubs down to the final 8 minutes of their season. Eagles inbound the basketball. And unless a miracle happens here, the Eagles will be moving on to the next round. Shot put up and in by Monaco Thomas. He's got 7 points in the game. Credit where credit is due. This Eagles team is really, really good. And they could, I could definitely see them finding themselves in the championship game again this year. As Cubs drive it, Powell puts up the shot, up and in for two. Right now, for the Cubs, it's about building for, give them something to build on for next year as they work on some experience. And Guidry with a rebound, up ahead to Mathis. And out to Powell. Thomas with a steal, and back the other way, lays it up and in for two. And it's 69-34. Cubs made one there. I missed that as to who hit that. And that one up and in for two. He goes Isaac Green, who's in the game now. And Ferguson over to Mathis. Mathis over to Estrada. Estrada for three, misses. And rebound by Thomas. And they put up the shot, misses, and a rebound by the Cubs. Powell with the basketball. Over to Estrada. And over to Mathis. Mathis back out to Ferguson. Ferguson drives. Puts up the shot, misses, and we're going to get a foul call. And it's going to be an Elijah Bass. That'll be his first. And that'll send Elijah Ferguson to the free throw line. And Ferguson knocks it down. And it'll give Elijah 13 points. Kelly will come back in, and Jaden Taylor, who was in the game, is going to come out. And Ferguson hits that one. Makes it 14 points for Elijah, and that's 6 minutes left to go in the game. 71-38. And up ahead, three-pointer attempt, and knocked down there. Let's see who hit that. That was Thomas. He's got 12 points now. Ferguson fires up a three. Ferguson with three. And it's 74-41. Cubs trailing by 33 with 5:27 left to go in the game. And back we go. And it's Mathis with a rebound out to Ferguson. Ferguson over to Powell. Powell misses the shot. It's out of bounds. Hit off the rim, went out of bounds. And so that'll be Eagle basketball with 5:07 left to play. And Eagles get the ball across court over to Thomas. Going to fire up another three short this time. And rebounding, going to give it right back to him. Puts up the shot, up and in for two. And Marco Thomas now with 14. That is now 76-41. And we're going to get a charging foul on Jamari Kelly. And for Kelly, that's his second. Eagles with the basketball now. Yeah, Cubs full court press. Trying to steal the ball away, and they do. Ferguson over to Powell. Powell drives, puts up the shot, misses, but he's going to draw the foul. And that'll be, I think, on Elijah Bass, and that'll be his second. Bass, a sophomore center, coming off the bench, is now Powell. We'll go to the line. And he misses the first one. I think he's now 0-for-5 from the line now. And Powell ready, and he misses them both. And a rebound now by Thomas. Thomas back the other way. So we got 4:15 left to play. And Eagles trying to go inside. Ball stolen away by the Cubs. And Ferguson fires up a three, misses. And tipped over to Bass. Bass over to number one. Full court press by the Cubs, and ball stolen away, Jacoby Mathis. And Mathis has the ball blocked out of bounds by Thomas, and let's see if they're going to get Thomas for a foul here. I believe Stoner will send Jacoby to the line. They're going to call that one on number one. And Mathis misses the free throw. And Ragston and Estrada are going to come in. So let the seniors finish out their year on the court. This final 3:47. And Mathis hits the second one. And so that'll give him 7 points in the game. Inbounds pass is now they're emptying their bench on the far end. The Eagles. Three-pointer attempt missing and a rebound by the Cubs. Cubs trailing here 76-42. And it's Ragston over to Estrada. Estrada going to fire up a three, misses. And a rebound there by Bogus. Or no, that's actually Jamal Jenkins, who's back in the game. And Gaines being guarded by Estrada and Ragston. Ball stolen away by the Cubs. And stolen back by the Eagles. And Gaines to Jenkins. Jenkins up and in for two. And it's 78-42 with 2:50 left to play. And Braylon Ragston passes out. Diego Estrada for three, and he hit it. And driving the lane back out top. And now they're going to fire up another three. In and out. And rebound by the Cubs. 78-45 as driving the lane is Guidry out to Estrada. Estrada over to Ebert. Back to Estrada. Estrada going to fire up another three. Misses. And rebound and putting up a shot and missing is Jamari Kelly. And looks like the foul is going to be on Bass. It'll be his third. And Jamari Kelly will go to line for the Cubs with 2:04 left to play. And he hits that one. And Estrada's going to get a nice hand as he steps out for the final time, and Ragston as well. And missing the shot. 2:02 left to play. And Jaden Nava in the game now for the first time. We're looking to see who else is, if we got any other new players in for the Cubs. And we got Jacoby Dixon who's in there now. He's been playing all year with the JV, called up for this game. And Chris Guidry fires up a three, misses. Rebound by the Eagles. Both teams have emptied their benches now. Ball stolen away by the Cubs and up ahead. Nava up and in for two. And it's 78-48, and ball knocked out of bounds by the Cubs. Got a minute 30 left to play. Inbound pass, go the Eagles. They go. And driving the lane, they put the shot up, and in for two goes Shaheem Bogus. Now back the other way for the Cubs. Jacoby Dixon going to get called for traveling. As we're down to a minute two, it's 80-48 in favor of the Eagles. And driving the other way, traveled, no call. And comes down with a basketball. And that's Kavion Edwards who's now in the game as well for the Cubs. And ball out of bounds. And so clock stops with 40.3 seconds. And inbound pass. And Eagles with the basketball. They can run as much of this on. No shot clock in high school, so they can run as much off as they want to. And they're going to fire up. Three-pointer misses. And loose ball. Cubs come down with it. And back the other way. Guidry misses the slam dunk. And knocked out of bounds. Referee asking for help. And they're going to say Cub basketball. So the Cubs will get the ball with 17 seconds left on the clock. And Cubs back out and shot up and in by Edwards. And that'll make it 80-50. Back the other way. And 3 seconds left. Puts up the shot, misses. And up and in for two goes Prince Hall. And so that'll do it. Your final score. The Eagles win it 82-50. And they are moving on in the next round of the playoffs. We're going to take a 60-second break and be back to wrap it up after we hear, as we said, 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob.
Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
And back we go, and the season comes to an end for the Brenham Cub basketball team. They fall here on the bi-district round to the Killeen Ellison Eagles, 82-50. And just the Eagles just really, I mean, they're in a league by themselves. That is one really good basketball team is all I can say about that. And they came out early and didn't hardly miss from the floor. Their speed is incredible. Defense is incredible. And made for a long night for the Brenham Cubs. Final score, Eagles win it 82-50. Leading scorer for the Cubs was Elijah Ferguson with 17 points in the game. Isaac Powell with 9. Jacoby Mathis with 7. And that's how the season comes to an end. Cubs finish up the year 24-10, which is a big step up as the program, like we said, made it back to the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. And so we're glad that we could bring that to you this season. And looking forward to seeing what next year brings from this group, as most of these guys will be back next year. It's the final game in Cub Green for Braylon Ragston, Jamari Kelly, and Diego Estrada. And we wish those three young men all the very best. Well, that's going to wrap it up here from Rockdale. I want to thank Austin Bagg at the studios for his fine work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.